You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 68, Pebbles and Ripples. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hello, friends. All right, today I'm super excited. I say that every week, huh? Well, I'm excited about everything we talk about on the podcast. So, yep, I say it every week. But, yep, I'm excited about our topic today, and I think you'll like it. So, today I want to chat about... Actually, I want to start out chatting about my grandmothers, and you'll see why. Some people like to hear about other people's families. Some people don't. So if this is boring to you, just hang in there because you'll know there's a reason why I'm sharing this with you. But I've been thinking about my grandmothers, and I want to tell you about them. I had 3. My first was my dad's mom, Grandma Emmy. My Grandma Emmy, she was a fire. She was a Spitfire. She loved politics. She loved her family fiercely. She loved like her community and being a part of community. She loved God. She loved her scriptures. And she would tell you how it is in the most loving way. Like you could spend 5 minutes with my grandmother, with my Grandma Emmy, and she would have you all figured out. She would know you. You would feel like she was your friend. You know, you'd be friends. And she just got people. She was good at that. And so, and she had a rough road in her life. When her oldest was, I'm not going to say it exactly. It's either 15 or 16. And her youngest was 3. Her husband died. And she had 5 children. And she had to go to work. She worked a secretary job in the local school district and never remarried. She always felt like her and my grandfather were still very much a partnership, even though he was on the other side, that they still parented together. And she felt like she really just wanted to stay very loyal to him. And she never wanted to remarry. So she spent more of her life not married than she ever did married. And she took care of that family on that secretary salary. And she did it beautifully. And she had amazing faith. She just would tell you, oh, God's got my back. He's got this. In her words, of course, those are my words. But she just knew that God would take care of her. And that her husband was helping take care of her on the other side. And she just was amazing. She helped kids go to school. She helped kids get married and have beautiful receptions. And she helped my dad go on a mission. Like, she just was amazing. She just figured things out and did things. And out of all 3 of my grandmothers, I probably feel like I'm the most like her. I know I got my love of politics from her and my love of the scriptures and my faith in God. I feel like that's something from her. So anyways, I love and adore her and miss her. I miss her so much. So she's my Grandma Emmy. So my Grandma Emmy had a sister, and that her name was Deanna, and her sister Deanna was married and they never had any children. And so we somewhat adopted her So I had these two grandmas. I had my grandma Emmy and my grandma Dee Dee, we called her. And even though she wasn't my grandma, she was my great aunt. She very much was a grandmother to me. And her husband, he was not a member of our faith. So that kind of, I'm just telling you that because that I want you to kind of see what her life was about. She played the piano beautifully. She could sit down and play anything with no music. Very musically talented. And her husband also died younger. So my grandmothers kind of became, they were already best friends, but they just kind of became each other's companions. And they neither of them remarried, and they were just there for each other. Beautiful sisterhood. And my grandma, Dee Dee, she was more quiet. She wasn't like my grandma Emmy that way. She was quiet. Like my grandma Emmy and grandma Dee Dee would come to family dinner, and my grandma Emmy would sit at the table and talk politics and like want to have all the deep conversations. And my grandma Dee Dee's over here saying, "How are you guys? Tell me about what's going on at school." Like she just was different. She just was, she wanted to hear about you, and she did it in a very quiet way. And I love her, and I miss her as well. And then I have my mom's mom, and that is my grandma Moon. So my mom's maiden name was Moon, so we called my grandparents Grandma Moon and Grandpa Moon. My grandma Moon, whose name is Ona, so Grandma Ona, we never called her that, but since she's been gone and we named my daughter Michaela Ona, we call her Grandma Ona now. So my Grandma Ona, remember I have a little grandbaby now named Ona too. So she's, Ona is a precious name to us. That was my grandmother's name. She and my grandfather lived, they ran a dairy farm and a cattle farm. And they had a farm. And on that farm, they grew a huge garden. And my grandmother was part of all that. She had a very big garden. She helped with the animals. She raised her five kids. Well, she actually had six children. Her oldest were twins, born very premature. One lived, which is a miracle in that time, right? In that time, premature babies didn't live. But one lived and one died. So she had a little baby on the other side. And just that tells you kind of a trial that she had in her life. But she was this hard, hard working woman. And then when she was just a year older than me, 48 years old, she had three strokes. And they were massive enough to take the whole right side of her body away from her. So she lost all function on that side. And so she had to learn how to do everything over again. And one little hand was always drawn in. She couldn't use it, her right hand. So she had to learn how to write with her left hand. And she had to learn to navigate the world. She had to learn to walk again. And she did all of that. And she lived until her 70s in a very frail body. And when I think of someone who endured it well, she just endured that so well. It's just a really physical, challenging time that she had in the last 30 years of her life. And she just did it. She didn't complain. And she's awesome because she's my worrier grandma. She would worry. She'd worry about the grandkids. She'd worry about her kids. And that worry is in a lot of my aunts, I've noticed. But I know she's worrying about us on the other side. And I feel like she's someone who steps in and like saves the day often and things. Like if there's danger and there's something she can do about it, she's helping on the other side. I just know that about her. And so I have these amazing, wonderful women in my life that I got to grow up with. And I've been thinking this week about the influence that they were on me. And I want you to think of the women that have been influences in your life, or even men. Who has just really influenced you and somewhat helped create who you are? Like, I feel all my grandmothers inside me. They're all kind of weaved in there. I have a little bit of traits from each of them. I relate mostly, of course, with my Grandma Emmy, just because of her parts of our personality are so similar. But then I just see those other pieces of my other grandmothers as well. So why I share all that with you? It's not so that you understand my family history. That wasn't the point. The point, what I want you to see is, if right now I took a small pebble and I threw it in a lake, think of what happens when that pebble hits the water. There's a ripple that takes place. And what I'm showing you, what I want you to see, is my grandmothers were each a pebble in their lives. And they each had a ripple effect to those around them. And I'm telling you, you and I, we also are a pebble. And we have a ripple effect in our lives as well. And how we influence others, how we are weaved into other people's lives. What we do, who we are, creates a ripple and affects all those around us. I love to think of the women who came before us, like the women that never got to vote, the women who never owned property, the women who were considered property of their husbands, women who always had a little, like, or even large desire inside them to doing something. They loved their mothering, but they also had desires to do something else. And they never got to see that happen where women were doing that. And they never even thought that that desire could come to be. They didn't know that was possible. And then I think of the women who have come before us who have made so much possible for us. And the privilege that we live in today. And when I say privilege, I'm not saying privilege like the rights that we have are special and we shouldn't have them, but that's a privilege. I'm just saying we live in a very privileged time. Like you and I don't, most of you that are listening to me, like we don't have to like work for our food. We don't have to have the same struggles that the women before us had just to have basic needs met. Like just the appliances in my kitchen shows my privilege, right? I'm talking about my Instapot. How my grandmothers would think that thing is awesome. Well, they were using pressure cookers, but I don't think they were putting everything in their pressure cooker. I don't think they thought of that. They were just canning goods, right? Another one, just the power of my blender. They've probably never seen anything that can do that before. My food processor. You know, they probably would love my air fryer. At first, they'd be confused. They'd be like, why do you have an oven and an air fryer? Why is that necessary? You know, they wouldn't really get it, but we just live in amazing times. Like, we don't have to take our clothing outside to wash it in the river and then hang it up on a clothesline. Now, some of you are hanging your clothes up on a clothesline because you love how that is, but that's a whole different thing than that's like your only option, right? So we live in this time where so amazing, like this amazing time of history and what we have, it's just awesome. If you can just sit in that for a minute and think of the awesomeness of the time we live in. Just the fact, so the cute little man I work for, Wells, I'm still doing that. I'll be doing that for a couple more months. But he just has like a dumb phone. It's not a smartphone, a flip phone. He still has that. So even when he sees my phone, like one day we were trying to order groceries and he was struggling and his computer just wouldn't load. And I'm like, oh, okay, give me your information. And I just logged into Kroger.com, put his information in, and there was his order. And I just hit order and it worked. And he's like, wait, you did that on your phone? Like, yes, I did. So just the fact that we have these devices that we walk around and we hold, and it has everything we ever need. Every recipe, every little bit of knowledge that we might want to understand more, we can just Google. It's all there. We just live in an amazing time. So think of this amazing time we live in. And now I want you to think of what our grandmothers and the women that came before us are thinking about our thoughts. Especially our thoughts when it comes to our diet culture mindsets that we don't even know we have, right? If you're listening to my podcast, you're probably figuring it out and you're working that out. But a lot of times we have this diet mindset and we don't even know it. We just think that it's normal to not like our bodies. We think it's normal to be always trying to change them and fix them. We think it's normal that weight loss should be like the most important thing in our lives. We just all think that's normal. I wonder what they think of that. Here we are with all of our privilege, living in the day we live in, with all of the conveniences we have, and the internet and social media. So they had a way that their pebble would land in the water, right, and ripple in the sense of how many people they could influence. I have to think of when they look at us and see our ability to be able to have the size of ripple we have because of our access in social media and being online. Like, my grandma Emmy would have loved having a platform to share her ideas with the world. Now, I'm not saying everybody would care or listen. She'd probably have a little Facebook account and she would share memes and she would share things that she cared about. Maybe she'd write more than that. I don't know. But just the fact that she could have that and to feel like I can put my voice in the world, she would have loved that. She might have hated it too. But I think that if she used it the way she wanted to, she would love it. And we all have that. And I'm not talking about influencers and having huge social media accounts. I'm talking about you following your friends and your high school friends and your people that you've met all along your path. Do you know, like, there's not even reason for us to have school reunions anymore, right? Because we are all so connected all the time. And we have the ability to have such a wide, like, that pebble gets dropped and our ripple can go so far because of the internet, really. And our ability to stay connected with people because of the internet, because of social media. Now, if you're not on social media, I'm not saying you should be. I'm just saying I want you to start really sitting and being in the miracle of the time we live in and our ability to have the biggest ripple. And what does your ripple look like? I don't know. I don't know what your ripple looks like. I know that I've been affected from other people's ripples, positively and negatively. And this is not a podcast about start feeling bad about yourself that maybe your ripple sucks. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what are you doing in your life that gives women around you permission to do what they want to do in their lives? If we are living in a diet mindset, if we're living swimming in diet culture, and that's our most important thing, that affects your ripple. Your ripple will look a certain way because of that. It will bounce up to other people because of that. Have you ever been around a woman who loves who she is and is okay with her imperfect body and just lives in the world and is okay with herself? That woman, hard to find, but she's out there. That woman is giving all the women around her to do permission to do the same thing. she's offering that ripple to them of you do you. You do you how you want to do you. Right? This is why I wonder what the women that have come before us, who get to watch us now, what they watch and what they think of where our priorities are. And I'm not saying we don't care about our families and we don't care about other things and we only care about losing weight. But let's be honest, how much of our time and how much rent is being taken in your head by these feelings and thoughts that we should be fixing our body? It's a lot. It's taking up lots of rent in your head and it's not paying you any rent. Right? You're not getting anything out of it except spinning your wheels. So what do we do about that? How do we change that? Because really, all of that is, all it is the thoughts that we think and the places we spend that we choose to spend our energy is literally the ripple that we give. So do you see how that gives you your power back in this? You have some power over your ripple. You have power over your influence. When I looked up online, another word for this ripple effect is also, in scientific words, it's called a blast radius. And it's even the smallest object can make a huge impact. So I'm not talking about the influencers in the world who have a large following on Instagram. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you in your little life, doing your world, you have the power. You are making an impact. But do you know that you're making an impact? And what does that impact look like? So I really want you to see the miracle in the time we live in. And I want you to see maybe how we need to shift our focus a little bit. Now, I'm not saying shift our focus and not care about how we eat and not take care of our bodies. No, we always want to take care of our bodies and we want to make them stronger. We want to feed them well. That's not what I'm saying. That's always needs to be a priority. But I'm saying, how much of that do you think about? Because let me tell you, when you first go plant-based or become plant-focused, let's call it that, there's some discomfort and what I call clean pain. It's painful in the beginning to do something completely different than how you've always done it. And while you sit in that discomfort of change, it's going to take up all the space in your head. That's what's going to be going on in your brain. It just takes a lot of your brain's effort to do something new. But what I want to say to y'all, those of you who have been at this for a while, a couple years, I don't know, whatever your time frame is, and if this is something that still occupies a lot of rent in your brain, a lot of square footage in your brain, I want to offer to you that you've entered into some dirty pain. That discomfort that you continue to have is somewhat misplaced and it's not serving you. Because usually what happens, we want to start eating right. We want to start making this change. Follow the word of wisdom. Follow God's health code. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to offer some discomfort. It's going to take a lot of our brain space because we're learning how to cook completely different. We're learning new recipes. We're navigating life differently because you eat 3 times a day. And then when we start figuring that out, something shifts. When we're in a, I don't know, I can't even give you a time frame when everybody's shift takes place. But the shift happens when all of a sudden our results aren't showing up what we like. And then it becomes something where we, that constant dominant thought process that was taking place before making a change, because it becomes a new dominant thought process of, this isn't working. My body should be different. My results should be different. It just causes us this pain. We start to cause our own suffering in that, because we think things should be different. Instead of just having complete faith that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, and God has got this, and my body is taking care of itself because I'm doing my part. That's where that faith has to come in, so that it can release. Like, we, God's not giving us the word of wisdom so that it's all we think about and all we do. He's giving it the word of wisdom. So you're like, okay, I got this. You've showed me how to eat. That's just something I do. Maybe it wasn't easy in the beginning, but now it is. And now I get to move on with my life, and I get to create all of the beauty and the wonderful things that you wanted me to create in this healthier body. Because if you're going to live a life plagued with thoughts that your life should be different, you might as well live in a life where you're plagued with a body that doesn't function. They're suffering both ways. In both scenarios, they're suffering. And that's not what he wants for us. So when I say, I wonder what the women that came before us think about what we focus on, I think that they're on the other side, like, cheering us on, like, you guys, you live in this amazing time. What are you doing with it? Now, that's not a guilt trip to say you should be doing all the things. I'm just saying, if the focus wasn't on my body should be different, what would the focus be? Like, begin living your life. Stop having that shut everything down because you can't do certain things until a different body shows up. And doing that, having faith in him that he's got my body. My body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. I don't have to believe all the messages that only certain size bodies are healthy. We just know that's not true. Elder Holland told us that when he says there's no optimal size. So we know that's just not true. So let's have some faith in his words. And then we let it go. And that's a process. That's why women come and Joy Breathe with me, honestly, because I help him figure out the path of what it requires to stop this mindset that is so deeply engraven in us. And then when we do that, when we release that, our pebble of influence is, it's just amazing. And that's what we need. That's what God needs. He needs women who are willing to be who they are. And to be who they are in the world and not hide themselves anymore or shrink themselves anymore or think they have to play small. He wants you to step into who you are, own who you are, and make a difference with the pebble that you are and the ripple that takes place in your life. All right. I hope you hear me. I shared with you who my grandmothers were because I wanted you to see who they were in my life. I want you to see who you are in other people's lives and to step into the miracle of that pebble, that you are the pebble and you have the ability to affect so many, and you never even know. You never know who you affect. You don't know, but you just know that me being a human, there is a ripple effect in my life, and I am doing an amazing job to make that ripple powerful. And a lot of times we have to go in and we have to address the diet culture that runs through our veins, because Satan knows, if I can just keep the women thinking they have to be small, if I can just make them so wrapped up in this thought, something that they think they have to fix their whole lives, if I can just do that, then that I don't have to do anything else. They don't become the powerful women that and step into who they are when I, because I did that for, they, I did that and they don't have to. They'll never even do it. No, we're not letting him win in this. Uh-uh. So stay in the miracle of the time we live in. And think about your, the ripple, the, who you are and the ripple you're creating in your life. And go in there, and if you need help cleaning up those deep-rooted thoughts that your body should be different, that you are at social events and you can't even be there because you're always body checking and you're always worried about what everyone's thinking about what you're wearing and what your body looks like. Guys, I get it. And I have tools to help. Come join us and breathe if you need help with that. But I'm telling you, let's stay in the miracle of the time we live in. The miracle of that we know how to properly take care of our bodies. We have that treasure. And the miracle of we have the ability to have such a huge ripple effect. Let's not take that for granted. And let's do what we need to do to make our ripple as powerful as possible. All right. Okay. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio,
there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that.
Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture-free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.